Meetings and greetings continue to come in on this Monday morning. It is time for our weekly conversation. He's the editor of the National Review, also writes for Politico. His columns are syndicated all over the world, including here the New York Post. He's also great on NBC, often on with Chuck Todd on Meet the Press. It's Rich Lowry. Rich, good Monday morning. How are you, buddy?
Hey, happy birthday.
Thank you, Rich. Thank you. It is my birthday. Things are all good for me, but not so good for the rest of the country. You know, we're kind of waiting on pins and needles now with the closing arguments today in Minnesota. The NBA has already announced they're ready to cancel games based on the verdict. What do you expect will come out of Minnesota with this Derek Chauvin verdict?
Well, I think the best case for Chauvin is that there is a hung jury. Just because you get one or two jurors who aren't willing to convict on anything. And I think if that happens, much of cities will be engulfed in rioting. I mean, it's clear the writing's on the wall in that regard. I think it's likeliest they get him on something, some sort of manslaughter charge. I think it's just hard to get around the fact that they should have got him up on his side at some point, and when he was non-responsive and didn't have a pulse, they should have rendered aid. I just think that whatever else you think about what happened, it's hard to get around that. I think it'll be hard for the jury to get around that.
Yes, but even still, Rich Lowry, second-degree murder only carries a 12-year sentence, from what I understand, and that probably will prove insufficient. And you wrote a column entitled, "A Police-Involved Shooting Sparks an Instant Riot, The New Normal Response." How do we get to that point?
Well, it's a lot of enabling. You know, there are denunciations of the Capitol riot, I think rightfully, but if the same people brought an ounce of the same moral outrage every time people burned down buildings, threw rocks at cops, besieged police headquarters after a shooting, even when we don't know any of the facts yet, just as an instant reflex, maybe you'd see less of this. And the evidence suggests it's just a debacle for these communities. It's unclear exactly what the mechanism is, but crime goes up and murder goes up in these communities after you have these sort of anti-police actions. And what likely happens is the police feel besieged, understandably, go on their back foot, do less arrests, and gangbangers and other criminals feel empowered, and then you get more young black men killed. And that's just the huge irony here. There is a study that some progressives were touting a couple of weeks ago saying that police shootings went down in cities where there are major Black Lives Matter protest. But then it also said murders went up.
Right.
So if you took this study on its own terms, you save 300 lives from fewer police shootings, but then you lose 1,000 to 6,000 in more murders. Who's going to make that trade? It's crazy.
You know, answer this for me too, Rich, because I'm confused. I'm not nearly as smart as you and or Bernard. I see these calls for impeachment all the times from the left. Somebody on the right says something, impeach, 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 get them out. And here, for the better part now of 4 years, I've been watching this psycho, Maxine Waters, tweet things, say things, literally ask for violence in the streets. She's in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, a couple of nights ago, really egging people on to do some real damage. Please explain to me how this lady continues to serve in our government.
Yeah, total double standard. And I think Republicans, given the precedent of what happened to Marjorie Taylor Greene, this kind of wacky Republican from Georgia who Democrats stripped of her committee assignments, there's no way Maxine Waters is going to serve on a committee if Republicans take Congress. And by that standard, she should, because she is enabling and encouraging violence, and it should just be totally unacceptable in our politics.
By the way, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Rich Lowry on the Bernie and Sid show, just raised, I think, almost $250,000, $750,000 for her campaign purposes or whatever. She's very, very popular with people on the right because they singled her out, even though she said some wacky things before she was elected. But back to Joe Biden, I saw a meme watching Joe Biden's presidency is like watching a toddler play with a loaded handgun. And it's very apropos because you have this Mr. Magoo there invoking the imagery of the Jim Crow era while engaging in a lie about the Georgia voting laws. Speaking of which, you wrote a lengthy column about Stacey Abrams, who does exactly the same. This Stacey Abrams lady is a very dangerous lady.
right?
Yeah, I mean, she's a complete font of disinformation. She's been smearing her state for years now. She maintains that the election was stolen from her in 2018, a gubernatorial race. False. She says it's the new Jim Crow. False. She said all sorts of lies about this current law, but there's no accountability. It's just like Maxine Waters. She's celebrated in the political culture. She's taken seriously on Sunday shows. She's celebrated on magazine covers. You know, she gets Vogue layout spread and a Time magazine cover, and almost nothing she says is true. So again, just goes to this double standard. And I think actually Georgia has backfired somewhat on Democrats. I do think they feel defensive now about the corporate reaction and MLB pulling out the All-Star game. But it'd be nice if they just told the truth about what's happening down there.
Yes.
Well, the Yanks have the worst record in the American League. And
Boycott.
Hey, a lot of people, which I got to tell you, here in New York, a lot of people were pissed at Aaron Boone for giving Aaron Hicks the day off last week. I mean, that was nonsense, no?
Ridiculous. You're professional. Your job is to go up there and, you know, take an at-bat four times a game and stand in the outfield.
Right.
And you can't do it because of this terrible accident outside of Minneapolis where you know, she shot him accidentally. She was horrified by what she did.
Right.
It's god-awful. But the idea that you have to sit on the bench and mope because of that is absurd.
And what's more absurd...
Also, just this whole sports press tiptoeing around it, saying, oh, it's so great
In New York, you've got Ken Davidoff, New York Post, even Ian O'Connor, who's a brilliant writer, giving credit to Aaron Boone because he gave Aaron Hicks a day off.
Which is essentially demonizing police.
100%.
Keep that in mind.
100%. Hey, Rich, you're the best. We love having you Monday morning. Thank you so much, and have yourself a great week.
All right. Thanks, fellas.
All right.